You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and pride is something that's incredibly important, being yourself and being proud of it. And something that's been building up a following and building up popularity in recent years is Disability Pride Month, which is the month of July. And here to discuss Disability Pride Month, what it is and what it means to people, is our very own Holly Tuck from The Happy Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, Holly.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's really nice to be on the show.
So can you first of all tell us a little bit, for anybody who's not come across Disability Pride Month, what actually is it? What's it there for?
Yeah, so Disability Pride Month, like you said, takes place in July, and it's basically to raise awareness of the fact that people can take pride in their disability, to end stigmas and tackle misconceptions, but also to encourage disabled people to have pride in their disability and to really kind of show them that you can love life with a disability and show that, you know, you should be proud of being disabled if that's how you feel. And it just kind of shows the positives of sight loss or any other disability. So I think it's really important. It's something that I wasn't aware of when I was younger, but I came across it on social media and I was like, do you know what? That's actually really powerful.
It has been a big thing. I've seen it a lot on Twitter this year, of people sort of sharing their stories of starting off maybe not feeling very much pride toward the disability, and then sort of growing, and as they've grown up and found a community, especially on things like Twitter and Instagram, found a community of other disabled people, they've sort of built up that pride together. Is that your experience?
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly my experience. When I was kind of going through my teenage years, of the usual kind of typical teenagery things of, you know, school, education, or friendships and everything like that, I kind of had the added, I guess not pressure, but journey of vision impairment. And I think in some ways I was kind of felt like I was navigating it alone in a way, because I didn't have any other blind or vision impaired friends at that point. And then as I got older, I obviously found myself using social media more, and it kind of went from more of a personal thing to finding that online community and building up a sense of pride because of that. So I found people who were just like me. They were, you know, my age. They were doing the same things that I was. They had the same interests. And as well as our disability, it was our other interests that really kind of brought us together. And I think from that, they kind of showed me that, you know what, you can have pride in your disability and you should be proud of who you are, whether you have a vision impairment or any other disability, because it should be celebrated. And I think that really showed me, how I should celebrate my disability and encouraged me to do so and gave me the confidence to do that.
And you mentioned earlier that you'd written a blog, and in that you mentioned that, you know, like you've just spoken about, that when you were younger you felt you had a bit of a tricky relationship with your disability. How do you think that Disability Pride Month now, and as it gets bigger and bigger, which I'm sure it will, how do you think that will help young people like you were a few years ago, you know, going through high school, to feel proud and to feel pride towards their disability?
I think it gives them something to focus on, so they can remember that July is Disability Pride Month, and they can use those positive affirmations throughout the month, maybe later on in the year or at any point when they feel like they're maybe struggling with their disability or their differences, because not everyone gets it and that's okay. But they can remind themselves and reflect on, you know what, in July it was Disability Pride Month and I remember how I felt so kind of empowered by people and I want to carry that on. And I think it really shines the spotlight on disability and gives a sense of kind of role model, but also it just really shows disabled people that, you know, we are here and we're out there and you can basically live your best life whether you have a disability or not. But I think mainly it's giving younger people the representation that they need, because there is representation within mainstream media. We're seeing it a lot more on TV now, but you know, if you don't aspire to maybe be an actress or anything like that, then you need some form of representation. And I guess we are just average people sharing our lives on social media, but that is important to empower and encourage other disabled people.
It absolutely is, especially if you're having a tricky time, maybe you're like 13, 14, and you're looking for sort of role models. And as a blogger, you yourself will be a role model to these younger disabled people and just younger people in general. We're coming to the end of Pride Month now. It's nearly August, can you believe it? what has it meant the last month? What does Disability Pride Month mean to you personally?
It gives me a chance to reflect on my vision impairment journey and really give me a reminder of how far I've come in terms of disability pride and acceptance. But also, it just kind of helps me maybe look at the community in a way that, you know what, I'm proud of being part of this community. And I think it really does mean a lot to me because it just gives me those positive affirmations and a reminder that I'm proud to be disabled and doing the things that I'm doing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Holly. And remember that you can catch Holly every Monday at 1, Thursday at 6, and Sunday at 10 on the Happy Hour, as well as on her social media at Life of a Blind Girl. Thank you so much for joining me, Holly.
Thank you so much for having me, Ellie.